Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Rundown, your quick stop for the biggest entertainment news you might have missed last week from the Front Row Network on NPR Illinois. We kick it off this week with some production updates. Netflix has announced that they are in development on an adaptation of the critically acclaimed video game Beyond Good and Evil. Detective Pikachu director Rob Letterman has been tapped to lead the project. No writers are attached as of this time. Sam Neill is ready to return to the dinosaur world as the actor has officially joined the recently restarted production of Jurassic World Dominion in the United Kingdom. Lionsgate has announced that the upcoming Janelle Monáe horror thriller Antebellum has been delayed in its release indefinitely due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. And good news for you MCU fans, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings has officially restarted their shooting in Australia after shutting down in March. Moving to some general news, AMC and Universal announced last week a new deal that would allow films to go to VOD release after a mere 17 days in theatrical release. This is a sharp reduction of industry standards. AMC has also reportedly made the same offer to Disney and other studios, though there is no word on further developments in those talks at this time. Fan conventions continue to be hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic as Wizard World announced that all of their cons will be canceled for 2020. However, the cons will return in 2021. In the meantime, the organization will continue its virtual panels for the rest of 2020. A few updates on some highly anticipated trailers. Wonder Woman 1984 will drop a brand new trailer in August after having to delay its summer 2020 release, and we will get our first official look at Denis Villeneuve's Dune remake in August as well. Pixar has revealed the plans for their next film dropping in 2021. The film will be called Luca and will be set in the beautiful Italian Riviera, telling the tale of Luca and an unforgettable summer, even while he harbors a big secret. Luca is set for release June 18th of 2021. Courteney Cox is the latest Scream cast alum to join the fold for the upcoming sequel Scream 5. Cox will once again be reprising her role as Gail Weathers and joins ex-husband David Arquette for the sequel, which will be directed by the Ready or Not team of Matt Bettinelli, Olpen, and Tyler Gillett. And finally, Kingsman overlord Matthew Vaughn has revealed that the upcoming prequel, The King's Man, currently set to release in September, will be a direct setup for the third installment in the current series that is currently in development. It was another week of goodbyes in the film world. Director Alan Parker died at the age of 76 following a long, undisclosed illness. Parker was best known for directing such hits as Fame, Midnight Express, the musical adaptation of Evita, and the searing drama Mississippi Burning. In his later life, he worked as a lecturer and a film educator and was awarded the Academy Fellowship from the British Film Academy in 2013. Also lost this week was prolific character actor Wilford Brimley at the age of 85. With an incredible career that spanned television and film for nearly 40 years, Brimley was most known for his roles in The Thing, The China Syndrome, The Natural, Cocoon, and High Road to China. Brimley was also the longtime spokesman for Quaker Oats and Liberty Medical, informing generations about the seriousness of diabetes in the process. Let's close it out with a very quick run-through of the new trailers. The 2014 romance novel adaptation After We Collided dropped its first trailer and is set for an October 2nd release. The indie comedy Yes, God, Yes dropped a new trailer and can be seen now on video on demand. The teen romance Chemical Hearts dropped their first trailer and is set to release on Amazon Prime on August 21st. And Liam Neeson is back in the action chair with Honest Thief, whose first trailer revealed a release date of October 9th, 2020. Thanks for checking out The Rundown. For more from the Front Row Network, including all of our dozens of shows, our articles, and interviews, visit nprillinois.org or search for us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram with the Front Row Network, and follow us on Twitter at Front Row Reviews with a Z.